T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30 on a Monday morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 67 degrees. Wichita police say 23-year-old Keon White of Wichita died Saturday from injuries suffered in a West Wichita shooting.
It happened around 12:45 a.m. Thursday at the Scotsman Hotel in the 5900 block of West Kellogg. Police arrested 4 individuals on charges of felony murder and aggravated burglary. 3 of the suspects, all 23 years in age, are from Wichita: Braxton Cooley, Akakia Farbs, and Colby Fisher, along with 43-year-old Eugene Donald of O'Fallon, Illinois. Police say 40-year-old William Potteroff was visiting a woman that had been staying at the hotel. White, Cooley, Farbs, Donald, and Fisher forced themselves into the room, and a fight ensued. Potteroff and White both pulled out handguns. White suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was taken to an area hospital, while Potteroff died on the scene. Police say illegal narcotics are a factor in the shooting. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, Dalton Glasscock, tells KNSS News the number of advanced ballot requests are up considerably this year.
Yeah, day one, we had over 7 times the advanced ballot requests that we've had historically. And so it actually has offered candidates a good ability to be able to chase advanced ballots. And really, we know when somebody is getting their ballot, and so it gives us the opportunity to target them specifically.
Dalton Glasscock was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. An historic day in the world of space travel.
Just before 3 p.m. Eastern Sunday, as described on NASA TV,
splashdown.
As you can see on your screen, we have visual confirmation for splashdown.
The first landing in water in 45 years was also the successful end of a test flight of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft, the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. Astronaut Doug Hurley on the reentry provided some perspective on NASA TV.
Anybody who's touched Endeavor, you should take a moment to just cherish this day, especially given all the things that have happened this year.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
The search for some missing Marines and a sailor has been called off.
Facing up to a harsh reality, those 7 U.S. Marines and 1 sailor who went missing after the amphibious assault vehicle they were in sank off the California coast last week are now presumed dead. The Marine Corps announcing Sunday that the search has been called off. The troops are taking part in a training exercise near San Clemente Island, west of San Diego, when the 26-ton tank-like craft sank in hundreds of feet of water. 8 other Marines were rescued, though 1 later died and 2 are listed as critical. The Marine Corps is suspended waterborne operations involving that type of vehicle until the cause of the sinking is determined. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A Texas man has been charged with capital murder after police say he fatally stabbed his 7-year-old brother in a Fort Worth suburb. Holcomb City Police say officers were called to a home around 9:45 p.m. Saturday and found Jacob Gabriel Brito with multiple stab wounds. The boy was pronounced dead at a hospital. And Police Chief Cody Phillips says officers found 20-year-old Isidro Brito Bruno nearby with what appeared to be self-inflicted stab wound. He was taken to a hospital and by Sunday morning was jailed on $250,000 bond. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a rather cool start to the day, it's going to be sunny. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s or so around lunchtime. 82 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low near 60. Then a few clouds to start the morning Tuesday, our high 79. A few thunderstorms could roll in late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:33 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is entertainment news, The Blur. Time for The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
We do have a movie director of note who passed away.
Director Alan Parker has died following a long illness. The British writer, director, and two-time Oscar nominee directed 14 feature films, among them... Midnight Express.
Are you yourself a member of the Ku Klux Klan?
No.
Mississippi Burning.
Just a couple little crazy Philly kids.
And Birdie. Parker never doted on one genre of film. He skipped through several, from action and drama to comedy and musicals like Bugsy Malone, and dramatic musicals like Fame, The Commitments, and Evita. In 2013, Parker received the British film industry's highest honor, the Academy Fellowship. In 2015, Parker announced that he was through with the movie business. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
We do have another Hollywood death, but we'll get to that later in The Blur. President Trump is looking to ban TikTok, a popular video-sharing social media app responsible for the meteoric rise of young influencers who have gained millions of followers on the platform. This as Microsoft is in talks to buy TikTok's U.S. operations. Tech giant hoping to close the deal by September. U.S. Representative Greg Stube, Republican from Florida, joining Mornings with Maria to discuss.
I think if the president and Microsoft can work out some type of agreement, then I would be comfortable with that. But if the president and Microsoft can't work out an agreement, I support the president in banning TikTok in the United States if they're sharing all of this data and all of this information and all this user information with the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, the president believes TikTok is a threat to U.S. security because the app's parent company is Chinese. Administration officials fear they're handing over American user data to the Chinese government. TikTok denies those allegations. An updated The Fugitive starring Kiefer Sutherland premieres.
The Fugitive, a new series developed specifically for Quibi, the new short-form streaming platform, is an update on the 1963 TV series and the 1993 film. It stars Kiefer Sutherland as Detective Clay Bryce, who's tracking Mike Farrow, who's being accused of planting a bomb on the Los Angeles subway he was riding on.
He is currently at large and armed. Let's go make our case.
Now, Farrow must make sure his wife and 10-year-old daughter are safe and find out who is responsible for the bomb, especially in a world where tweet now, confirm later journalism paints Mike into a guilty corner. In Hollywood, Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of movies.
As the coronavirus continues to spike around the country, celebrities are telling fans to social distance and wear face coverings. Carrie Elwes using a famous line from the film The Princess Bride to make the point. Elwes tweeting, "Hello, my name is Coronavirus. You don't want to wear a mask? Prepare to die." Jean-Claude Van Damme is well known for his action flicks, but now he's adding some humor to his repertoire. The actor filming an action comedy in France that will also feature French dialogue. Van Damme stars in the Netflix movie The Last Mercenary as a retired Secret Service agent who has to help his son clear his name after he's falsely accused of trafficking by the French government. They're up against some formidable foes, including the Mafia. And it's official, Courtney Cox is returning for the next Scream movie as her famous news reporter character, Gail Weathers. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Let's check in on the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Joe Rogan taking some heat from gamers over comments from his podcast interview with Joe DeSena, who created the Spartan Run.
You do them and they're real exciting, but you don't get anywhere.
Rogan does later say he's been addicted to games before as well, but he gained a response from arguably the most famous gamer right now, Tyler Ninja Blevins.
Joe doesn't really understand then the full context of what the gaming community is and how many different avenues you can be successful in gaming.
Numinous Games is teaming up with charity Able Gamers to focus on accessibility in gaming. The developer, known for their visual storybook, That Dragon Cancer, a real-life coping story of two parents who lost their child to the disease.
He thinks we should move forward with the radiation, and it kind of freaks me out.
They are calling it the Playability Initiative, and building a game that relies on just one button for children who have spinal muscular atrophy. Able Gamers is a champion in accessibility for those with disabilities. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Two names of note weigh in on cancel culture.
Oliver Stone and Jeff Foxworthy have both spoken out about cancel culture. Stone, speaking on SiriusXM Jim Norton and Sam Roberts show, admitted that Hollywood cancel culture would have stopped his career if he were just starting out now.
I'd be vilified. I'd be attacked, shamed, whatever you want to call that culture, canceled in culture.
Over the course of Stone's career, he earned 11 Oscar nominations and 3 wins for writing Midnight Express and directing Platoon and Born on the 4th of July. While comedian Jeff Foxworthy told Fox News, "We've gotten to the point nobody has a sense of humor about themselves," adding, "We all make mistakes." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
With most movie theaters still shut down amid the pandemic, what's a big screen movie-loving family in Illinois to do?
Are you tired of Netflix movies on the couch? Well, how about turning your backyard into a theater? It's apparently the latest trend, people buying big screens for their backyard and having movie nights under the stars. Lou Taglia with Apt Electronics in Chicago.
The trend is to get outside, of the home where you're sitting around with 14 people on top of each other. Get outside. We got more space. Enjoy the warm, beautiful weather we have right now and view TV and listen to your music outside. Easier than ever.
Everything from projecting a movie on a bed sheet to big high-end systems costing thousands of dollars. Movies under the stars in your backyard. The latest trend thanks to the coronavirus. In Mount Prospect, Illinois, in the backyard, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
A superstar celebrating 3 decades sober. I'm still
dead. Sir Elton John is celebrating 30 years of sobriety, taking to Instagram to say if he hadn't asked for help, he'd be dead. The music legend posting photos of cards from loved ones and a frosted cake in the shape of a 30, calling himself a truly blessed man. He posts, reflecting on the most magical day, adding thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the people who have inspired and supported me along the way. John opening up about his struggles with drugs and alcohol last year, telling Variety recovery is like being reborn. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's check out what's going on in streaming.
The Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis, taking a look at the new streaming options as Disney Plus adds Muppets Now.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hi!
Think the Muppets meets YouTube. And so this is going to feature a lot of the same Muppets, your favorite Muppets, Kermit, Miss Piggy, the Swedish Chef. There's some new Muppets in there, too.
And Fandango Now has a new sports-inspired collection of classics called Big League Movies for even more ideas of what to watch at home.
We begin that list with a couple of my favorites, Love and Basketball by Gina Prince Bythewood. And if you are somebody who watched The Old Guard on Netflix, the Charlize Theron film, and you were like, this is really cool. What else has this director done? Well, one of her earlier films, Love and Basketball, is fantastic. Also, White Men Can't Jump. One of my personal favorites, Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes, Rosie Perez, about some street ball that happens in Venice, California. Also, Space Jam, which has a sequel coming out next year starring LeBron James. The original stars Michael Jordan.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And we did lose another big Hollywood name over the weekend. Actor Wilford Brimley passed away at the age of 85. Boy, I like Wilford Brimley.
I did too.
I liked him in everything I saw him in.
Yep.
I never saw a performance and went, well, that was terrible.
He was terrible.
No, he was awesome.
Even on Seinfeld, when he got it.
When he played the Postmaster General on Seinfeld.
I'm a general, Mr. Kramer.
Love that. Was just a great cameo that just came out of the blue. Had no idea to expect that one.
Wow.
That was great. Of course, he was in the movie Cocoon.
Yep.
That was kind of his coming out party.
It was.
The first time we saw him. And he was also one of my favorite performances by Wilford Brimley as the manager of the New York Knights in the movie The Natural.
What do we got here, Red? The Salvation Army Band?
Hop Fisher?
Who wants to know?
I'm Roy Hobbs, your new right fielder.
My what?
Right here.
Scotty Carson sent you here?
That's right.
Semi-pro. Schultz, go warm up. Did you ever play organized ball in your life?
I just got back in the game.
What does that mean?
I used to play in high school.
Oh, Wilford Brimley.
He was a treasure.
Robert Redford there in that scene.
Love that guy.
Oh, Wilford Brimley has passed at the age of 85. He had a kidney problem that kind of plagued him the last couple months here. But we wish him rest in peace,
you
Wilford
bet.
Brimley. You and bet. We do have a couple of folks that are still with us celebrating birthdays today. How about actor Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen
is 80 today. Of course, Apocalypse Now and
yeah.
many others. Martin Sheen is 80.
Yeah.
And one more.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
There he is.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, wow. celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. Tony is 94 today.
What a singer.
And a guy that has remained relevant.
He has.
He still performs.
He's doing something with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you still see him on TV. Still singing and making music. He's 94 today.
Wow.
Tony Bennett. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do great work, and it's pretty easy to figure out what they do. They repair and service appliances. So if your appliance is in trouble, you call Terry and make an appointment. 409-1525 is the phone number. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A hopeful outlook for general aviation. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.